That power supply was sure nice, man. That's nice.
Yep. I've had probably half a dozen of them, all the way up to 50 amps. Yeah, it'd be a cheap way to get you an antenna up over at the garage without buying, having to spend a couple hundred bucks for a tower. And it's fiberglass, and they're pretty sturdy. They're made for twisting a auger bit down a well pipe. But I didn't know if they're still available. I thought I'd bring it up, so I'm going to check on them. And I'd have to use my utility trailer. I think Carol, or Clio, I'd have to use my utility trailer. It's got a rack on it to even get them. So I'll see. I'm going to see what they are, and then I'll probably get a couple for my house and a couple for up here. That way I don't have to spend the money and get any antenna tower. I got some stashed out of my dad's, and I got a 70-foot freestander out there, too, at his place.
Well, send me what you're looking at, and then I'll let me think about it. I guess that's what I should say to you.
Right. The only other way, the only other easy way to get them home is string them up underneath the truck. I could do that, but I'd rather put them up in the air and put a red flag on the back of them. And I got probably, it'd probably be
how long are they?
Off each end, but it'd be high enough up in the air. The only way they'd hit them without a bumper is if they had a flat nose like a 830 bread truck or something, then they could probably put them through a window. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to hit them. They hit me first.
How long are they?
They're 20 foot each. I don't know if they're still there or not, but it looked like you had a pile of them. They're for drill rigs, for rotary rigs.
They probably fit on my trailer.
Yeah, my utility's pretty lightweight, though. I can pull it with a Blazer. I got to check on a set of pads for that Blazer, too. Man, I should just yank the ones off my blue Blazer and put it on hers. They're brand new. Only got about 300 miles on them. Anyways, they're glass, and they spin together. I don't know if you ever drilled any rotary wells with anybody, but they twist together, the couplings. They got threads on each end, and they're like a reinforced fiberglass, and it's hollow, so you can pump the mud down the well and stick the sides with a bentonite clay